You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, the current political environment could make it seem like there's a lot wrong with our nation and world right now, but many factors actually indicate room for optimism. We'll look into why being positive has fallen out of favor. Right now, if you've ever watched a chase scene in an action movie, you've probably been impressed with the level of expertise that the drivers have. It takes a lot of skill and daring to do that kind of job and to do it well. Our next guest has been in love with cars from an early age, and that passion led him to a career first as a Formula One race car driver and now as a stunt driver in Hollywood movies like the current James Bond series. Ben Collins wants to share what he's learned as a stunt driver with the rest of us so that we can all be better, safer drivers. His book is How to Drive, Real World Instruction and Advice from Hollywood's Top Driver. Ben, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So, in your opinion, as a professional driver, what causes the most car crashes?
Well, there are lots of different types of crashes. I guess the ones we care about most are the ones that are the most life-threatening, but most accidents kind of happen at intersections where people bump into each other and get out and exchange details and maybe get angry, but nobody really gets hurt. But the accidents we really, I suppose, worry about are where, you know, we're going to end up hurting somebody. So in cities, it's running over pedestrians or cyclists. But really where the driver and the vehicle occupant is most likely to get hurt is on the open road out. In rural roads where you get the twisty stuff, you get the serious weather, hydroplane, all those things that can take you by surprise. And you need to be on your A game and really know how to drive if you want to tackle those challenges.
And you talk about thinking distance in relation to avoiding crashes. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a lot of distractions in the world these days, notably the mobile phone. So the thinking distance is the time it takes for you to work out what to do when a situation unfolds in front of you. And if you're staring down into the footwell or concentrating on something you've just pulled from your nose or reaching for a glove box snack, your thinking time could take a long time. I mean, you may even hit the thing in front of you before you've actually reacted to it. So thinking distance or thinking time, which obviously unfolds as distance because you're traveling at speed, that's what that means. And then your body has to put a plan together, and you need to think quite quickly about what to do. And my view is, if you're pre-armed with the right information and you know what to do in certain situations, then your response is a lot more true and a lot more likely to save your bacon when you need it.
And you talk in your book, How to Drive, about being a race driver and traveling at these incredibly high speeds that hopefully most of us are never going to reach, and how you're thinking so far down the road, literally, and what could possibly happen. How do we take some of those lessons in thinking ahead and preparing ourselves for anything that might happen?
Well, I feel sorry for my parents, really, because I'm sure they must have looked at me staggering through the door with the wrong colored socks on or whatever, in a complete shambles when I was younger, and think this guy is going to crash into something. And sure enough, I did. Because I just didn't see the risks, and that's part of the problem. And is looking physically further ahead down the road is the first step to thinking ahead. With racing, I learned very quickly that to control speed, you have to look further forward. And it was a skill that any racing driver, from Mario Andretti to Dale Jr., all these guys deploy that skill, because looking further ahead gives you a lot more time to plan what's coming next and to think about it. And with races, we make simulations in our head. We imagine how these races will go weeks in advance and really try and make a plan. That's something that you can easily learn for the road day to day. It's just about using your imagination. You know, what could come around this corner? What might happen next? That dog's not on a leash. Is it going to run in front of me? Will the owner chase the dog and end up underneath my wheels? So it's just about switching on that great asset that we all have, which is the human brain. It's an unbelievable piece of technology, and it's irreplaceable.
I don't know if you spent much time in the upper Midwest, especially in the winter, but we do spend a lot of time driving in winter weather conditions here. What are some of the tips that we should keep in mind to be safe given potentially icy roads, snow, things like deer running across the road?
I mean, America has, I think, some of the toughest driving conditions in the world. Everybody commutes often long distances to work. Driving is part of American culture because it's where it's how the country was founded. It literally fuels the economy. So everybody gets involved with that at some point. And also the landscape and the weather, like you say, can be pretty aggressive, and it can change very, very quickly. I've seen hail the size of golf balls that could smash windscreens just come out of nowhere. When it rains, if you've had a nice dry spell in the summer, the surface of the tarmac, or even the concrete in some cases, it gets very shiny, kind of polished. And at that point, when the rain hits it, it's very, very easy for the puddles to form, and you can expect hydroplane at that point. So that's when you hit a big piece of water and it can lift the wheels off the ground. So being observant when you think, okay, it hasn't rained for a long time, and when it does rain, it's going to pool faster than normal. But the real challenge is winter, like you say, snow and ice. And the trick with that is just, again, to think ahead of, you can see, hopefully most cars will tell you when you've gone sub-zero and when to expect ice. And there's a lot of, I could spend hours talking through how you control it, but really the first thing is being aware that the surface has changed, because when the surface freezes, it's like being on another planet. Gravity and the laws of friction have completely gone upside down, and you need to drive in a much different way, be much more careful with the controls, much smoother, more gentle, and plan especially braking earlier.
We have something that happens here called black ice, and you can't see it until you hit it, and then all of a sudden your car is sliding uncontrollably. When you're in that moment, the adrenaline is all of a sudden spiking. What's the most important thing to do as you feel like you're losing control of your car?
Again, the most important thing is try to preempt that. If you feel cold when you get in the car, then the tires are going to feel cold too, and they're going to be harder. And again, that temperature readout, it's really important. If it's showing that it's near zero, less than sort of 7 degrees, then you should expect ice. In that moment when you hit black ice, and there's lots of places again you can try to predict, like freeways that go over a big overpass, mm-hmm. where there's air underneath, like bridges, places like that, they get super cold. Colder than the surrounding roads, and they will freeze much faster in the night. So again, it's trying to observe for those things. But in the moment, when it hits, one thing that's strange with black ice, the road noise will suddenly stop. It'll go very, very quiet. That's a telltale that you're on ice. But when it goes and you hit that surface, you're into another world of car control, and it's a case of trying to recover grip as well as you can, and for the for that moment of terror to end. So you've got when the back of the car is sliding, you can steer into the skid. If the car starts spinning, if you really have lost control, all you can do is hit the brakes as hard as you can and try and take some speed off and hope you don't hit something.
We're talking with Ben Collins. He's a champion racer and sought-after stunt driver. His new book is How to Drive, Real-World Instruction and Advice from Hollywood's Top Driver. You are a stunt driver and a very sought-after one. You have been the James Bond stunt driver in the last three 007 movies. What are some of the crazier don't-try-this-at-home stunts that you've driven?
I've loved working on those films, and the first one I worked on was Quantum of Solace, and we had a crazy car chase around a lake with a kind of cliff fall on one side and a solid piece of mountain on the other. And my job was to work on that car chase involved driving on the wrong side of the road when you couldn't see around the corner, passing trucks and other traffic, knowing that there was a truck heading the other way, and we had split seconds. Literally feet to miss hitting it and to nip back into the right side of the road. That's probably not something I'd do on my lunch break. If I wasn't being paid to do it, I wouldn't have done it. But I loved it. We were driving at very high speeds through tunnels. I think I clocked 165 miles an hour or so at some point during that chase. But I love it. It's what I've been trained to do, and we make every effort to make these chases as safe as possible, but to make them look as spectacular as possible. And the beauty of the James Bond movies is that they don't use CGI, no computer graphics. It's all real action. It's always a real person on the end of the line or in the car. So I think that's what the audiences really engage with.
It's certainly exciting to be watching, and especially to know that what you're seeing really happened and that a real human being like you made it happen.
That's it, yeah. I think it's crucial. And, you know, you can see that more now in the behind the scenes and in DVDs. They're showing more and more how the stunts are made. And it's really incredible. Not, you know, obviously I do the driving, but I've learned to have huge respect for the guys that do the martial arts, the fight sequences, jumping off buildings. They really are at an unbelievable level now. It's super professional.
Ben Collins, thanks so much for joining us today. Ben Collins is a Formula One race car driver and is now a stunt driver in Hollywood movies like the current James Bond franchise. He's the author of How to Drive, Real World Instruction and Advice from Hollywood's Top Driver. Coming up after the news, we look at when the tide turned to make optimism seem naive, even when many indicators show that things are better than ever. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.